in trouble, man. You know I got to come through. I'm in the highway, man. I said, please, on Blasey Road. Cause I got one way down in this thing. Oh, say, wait, don't be loose. Go ahead, wait for the level and make me think that you cry, please. Do me wrong. Now you ain't missing me, yeah, pretty mama. Do well, baby, but you came and I'll go home.
Hello. You are tuned to BTA Sounds Radio, and I am your host, Jeff Scone to the Bone. Episode number 56 is a part two of our tribute to Robert Johnson. After having read the brand new biography of Robert Johnson entitled Up Jump the Devil by Bruce Conforth and Gail Dean Wardlow, two longtime blues researchers that have finally put together a legit biography with many unpublished details about the life of the legendary Delta blues man Robert Johnson. Dispels a lot of different myths, especially, you know, the whole devil myth, selling his soul to the devil in order for mastery of blues guitar, and sort of the origins of that and where it comes from. But it's also just a great read. Been waiting a long time for this to come out. So part one was the people that influenced Robert Johnson, and I played a slew of great Delta blues and commercial recordings of other popular blues musicians of the 30s that directly influenced the song catalog of Robert Johnson. And now I'm playing on this episode artists that he directly influenced either during his lifetime or just after. The scope of his influence is very broad, and I didn't want to go into the Eric Claptons and the Led Zeppelins and then the Rolling Stones and the later rock and roll stuff. I just wanted to play the blues musicians that were subsequently influenced by him. So what you were just listening to was a Library of Congress field recording from 1938 of a man named Calvin Frazier, who was from Detroit, who at some point just not long prior to these recordings had traveled and played with Robert Johnson and Johnny Shines. So you can directly hear that in that track, the influence in that track just then, which was entitled I'm the Highwayman. There isn't too much of Calvin Frazier. He had some career later in the 50s and changed his sound somewhat, but you can hear in these early Library of Congress tracks the direct influence of Robert Johnson's sound on vocal and guitars. So after that, we're going to get to the first obvious influence, which was Robert Jr. Lockwood, Robert Johnson's actual stepson, who he directly taught in the 1930s when he was around 16 years old and Robert was in his, you know, 20s. We're going to hear Take a Little Walk With Me and then Little Boy Blue, which were the first cuts that Robert Jr. Lockwood ever recorded for the Bluebird record label in the early 40s. And those two songs, Take a Little Walk With Me and Little Boy Blue, were songs that he directly got from Robert Johnson himself. But Robert Johnson had never managed to make any recorded versions of those. So let's get to that right now. Here's Robert Jr. Lockwood doing Take a Little Walk With Me right here on BTA Sounds Radio.
To the same old place where we long to be. Come on, baby, take a little walk with me. Come on, walk with me. Back to the same old place, Memphis, Tennessee. Early one morning, just about 3:30, you done something that's really worrying me. Come on, take a little walk with me. To the same old place where we long to be. Let's take a walk out on the old avenue. I have got something for you to do. Come on, baby, take a little walk with me. To the same old place where we long to be. Come on, baby, now we gonna walk so slow, until every time you see me, you want to walk some more. Come on, baby, take a little walk with me. To the same old place where we long to be. And the corn, I've got a girl in Chicago. She loved to hear me blow my lonesome horn. Little boy blue, please come blow your horn. My baby, she gone and left me. She left me all alone. I'm gonna whoop her down to the ground. I'm gonna take my dirk and stomp, but then you know I'm gonna turn it round and round. Little boy blue, please come blow your horn. My baby, she gone and left me. She left me all alone. I have rambled and I've rambled until I broke my poor self down. I believe to my soul that the little girl is out of town. Little boy blue, please come blow your horn. My baby, she gone and left me. She left me all alone. Thank you.
hurt me so bad for us to fall. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry my life anymore. So many nights since you've been gone, how much am I gonna worry myself alone? But someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry my life anymore. I'm gonna worry both night and day. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry my life anymore. So that's my story, all I have to say to you. Bye bye, baby, don't care what you do. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry my life anymore. Gone, how much I'm gonna worry myself alone. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry my life anymore.
Tuned to BTA Sounds Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Scone to the Bone. This is episode number 56, part two of our tribute to the great Robert Johnson. And this episode is all about the artists that he directly influenced. Every single one of these artists is from Mississippi. They are from the pre- and post-war country blues eras, evolving into the electric blues. A lot of these people made the migration from Mississippi to Chicago in the 30s and 40s in order to make a better life and help kickstart the electric blues scene up there. We just heard a recording by David Honeyboy Edwards from 1942 entitled Worried Life Blues, and that was recorded by Alan Lomax for the Library of Congress. David Honeyboy Edwards just passed away in the last 5 or 6 years. He was considered to be one of the last remaining original Delta blues musicians who had ties to people like Robert Johnson, who he clearly audibly played with. You can hear it in there. And he claims to have been present at the final performance place of Robert Johnson, which was the Three Forks Juke Joint in Greenwood, Mississippi. And before that, you heard Robert Jr. Lockwood doing Little Boy Blue, and then first was Take a Little Walk With Me. Robert Jr. Lockwood was Robert Johnson's stepson, who he encountered in Helena, Arkansas. Robert was married to Robert Jr.'s mother for a while, and they're probably about 10 years apart, and he became a guitar, an extremely important guitar mentor under Robert Jr. Lockwood. And Robert Jr. had hits with those two songs right there, which he learned directly from Robert Johnson, but he never recorded them. So now we're going to get into another really important artist from Mississippi who Robert Johnson also indirectly influenced in a kind of weird way. Muddy Waters, real name McKinley Morganfield, made these recordings for the Library of Congress in 1941, and the track that I'm about to play you is entitled Country Blues, and it is directly related to Robert Johnson's version of the Walkin' Blues. And also Muddy Waters had the same guitar and blues mentor as Robert Johnson, which was Son House. Sunhouse taught both of these men. So they both have different takes on a similar traditional repertoire of Delta blues. Country blues, like I said, is a sort of rendition of walking blues, which Muddy Waters was very aware of the record that Robert Johnson put out under that name. But also, he states in the interview for the Library of Congress that he learned it from Sunhouse first. So let's get to that right now. It's the late, great Muddy Waters doing country blues right here on BTA Sounds Radio.
Late over in the evening time, I feel like blowing my horn. I woke up this morning and find my little baby gone. Late over in the evening, man, I feel like blowing my horn. Well, I woke up this morning, baby, find my little baby gone. Well, now, some folks say they worried. War blues ain't bad. That's the merest feeling, child, I most ever had. Some folks tell me, man, that you worried. War blues ain't bad. Well, that's a merest old feeling, honey, now. Well, gal, I most ever had. Well, brooks running to the ocean running into the sea. If I don't find my baby, somebody gonna bury me. Brooks running to the ocean, child, ocean running to the sea. Well, if I don't find my baby now, well, girl, you're gonna have to bury me. Yeah, man, it seemed like hour and hour, seemed like days, seemed like my baby would stop her low down way. Man, it seemed like hour, child, and hour, seemed like days. Yeah, seemed like my woman now, well, girl, she might stop her low down way. Well, I bet thing, man. The blind, I feel mistreated, girl, you know now, I don't mind living in morning, if I had a not right blind. Yeah, been mistreated, baby, now, baby, and I don't mind dying. I got a kind-hearted woman. She'll do anything she would for me. I got a kind-hearted woman. She'll do anything she would for me. Well, now you know these other women's sugar, they just won't leave me. I love my baby.
baby don't love me. Well, you know I love that woman. Can't stand to leave her, baby. The one thing that put my mind in vain, called how my baby treat me, child. Then I began saying,
my life don't feel the same. You makes me mad to call Mr. So-and-so name.
Tuned to BTA Sounds Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Scone to the Bone, episode number 56, The Influence of Robert Johnson. Well, we're playing artists that were directly influenced by Robert Johnson. These are Mississippi blues artists. A lot of them emigrated to Chicago and trying to make a better life, and there was a booming independent record label explosion in Chicago that recorded black artists, and that was a direct result of the fleeing of Mississippi by former sharecroppers and or children of sharecroppers. What you were just listening to was the great Elmore James from 1951, The Fire Sessions, and that was the famous Robert Johnson cover of Dust My Broom. Elmore had a really successful career, kind of short though. I think he died in 1961 or 62, something like that. And before that, you heard the great Chicago blues ex-Mississippian Muddy Waters doing an early version, cover version of Kind Hearted Woman, Robert Johnson's song, on Chess Records from the early 1950s. And he played it pretty much the same way, kept the lyrics pretty much exactly the same. But you can hear that direct influence, that falsetto jump in the vocals, comes right from Robert Johnson. And then before that, Son House, a mentor that both Robert and Muddy shared. So, and before that, you heard the 1941 Library of Congress field recording of Muddy Waters doing country blues. Up next, we're going to get to another cut from Elmore James. I'm just playing this one because I really like it. And, you know, obviously the influence of Robert Johnson is still palpable in this, even though this is a very modern, almost pre-rock and roll sort of take on the blues classic Rollin' and Tumblin' right here by Elmore James. Let's listen to that right now on BTA Sounds Radio.
Thank you. of my past life. I tried so hard even think about my past life, because I don't wanna ever make a mistake in life. Baby, I knew we could be so happy, we could be so lovely from now on, darling. Yeah, we can be so happy, be so lovely from now on. Because if I ever make a mistake in life, I know I'll ruin my happy home.
Hearing Howlin' Wolf. This is Jeff Scone to the Bone. You're listening to BTA Sounds Radio, episode number 56. The influence of Robert Johnson and on the blues world around him. And what you just heard was Howlin' Wolf from 1951 on Chess Records doing How Many More Years with the little known guitar legend Willie Johnson on those early Howlin' Wolf sides. All I can really say is that's some hot fire right there. Direct influence of Robert Johnson. The story was Wolf and Robert Johnson played together in the 1930s when they were both very young. And the one passage I particularly recall reading was that Robert would back Wolf up on harmonica. So can you imagine hearing that? Wolf with the lead, doing the lead singing and the guitar playing, and then Robert Johnson playing harmonica. Which he was known to do. That was his first instrument before he became such a guitar legend. And you can read all about that in the new book, Up Jump the Devil, by Bruce Conforth and Gail Dean Wardlow. It is the I think, the most extensive biography of Robert Johnson, with so many uncovered and unrevealed details about his life. I highly recommend getting that book. I just read it. I'm going to read it again because it's that good. So, before that, you heard Sonny Boy Williamson, another person who played directly with Robert Johnson, and an ex-Mississippian who emigrated to Chicago, and he was supposedly present for Robert Johnson's death at the Three Forks Juke Joint in Greenwood, Mississippi. Of course, this is all legend. It's no way to really know if it's true or not, but the song that you heard was Down Child, which is another supposedly composed by Robert Johnson songs that Sonny Boy ended up, you know, having a huge hit with, and with his virtuosic harmonica playing. And before that, you heard Elmore James from 1951 doing Rollin' and Tumblin', sort of a almost like Latin, Afro-Latin flavored version of that, pre-rock and roll swinging version of Rollin' and Tumblin'. So for this next segment, we're going to play three tracks by a man who spent a lot of time with Robert Johnson and got a lot from his style and had a lot to say about you know, who Robert was as a person due to their travels together. And that is the man Johnny Shines, and another underrated Delta Blues master, also emigrated to Chicago in the later years. And this is some of his first cuts he ever recorded in the early 50s you're about to hear right now on the JOB label. So let's get to Johnny Shines right now doing Ramblin', and this is from, I believe, 50 or 51, something like that. So let's hear that right now on BTA Sounds Radio.
This morning, feeling for my shoe, raising white bone, old rambling blues. Well, I woke up this morning, where I was feeling for my shoe. Well, the reason why be I had the more walking blue. Me, baby, don't tell no lie. Still, if you stop at your home, I'll keep on walking by. Well, I don't want me, baby. Please don't tell no lie. Still, me, stop at your home, I'll keep on walking by. Said the lowdown blues ain't bad. Must not have been the blue that I had while I'm leaving in the morning, baby. Oh, don't you wanna go? Well, I kissed dear mama. Be your dog no more. Tell my mouth, since I've been gone. and my horn won't even blow. I'm flying light, mama. Well, my horn won't even blow. She's got a bad disconnection, baby. Well, baby, down below. Car thinking about mama. Generator don't get no spark. You're more than the bag that you got to have. You're better charged instead of crying. Baby, please don't do me wrong. Who been driving my fish tail, mama? Since I've been gone. Cadillac, woo, since I've been gone. Hey, Mr. Highwayman, please don't block the road. Please don't block the road. She ran a cold 100, boy. Once you booked it, she got to go.
for my life, I got to run for my life. Please don't let me fail. I got to run for my life, I got to run for my life. Please don't let me fail, don't you let me fail. I must keep on moving, cause hellhounds on my trail.
You are tuned to BTA Sounds Radio, and I'm your host, Jeff Scone to the Bone. This is episode 56, part two in our tribute to Robert Johnson, and this concerns the influence of Robert Johnson on many different Mississippi artists, most of them which I'm playing for you were Mississippi artists that emigrated to Chicago and helped create the electric blues scene in the late 40s, early 50s, which subsequently became rock and roll at some point. What you were just listening to was another great underrated artist and one of the blues musicians who was able to establish a connection with Robert Johnson and travel extensively with him in the 30s all over the country and in Canada as well. They supposedly rode freight trains together, hitchhiked together, and played on street corners all across the country. And that is Johnny Shines. And that was a acoustic recording from the 1970s of a song called Two Steps to Hell, clearly a rendition of Hellhound on My Trail. He sort of was able to take Robert's material and even make it his own. He was a very interesting arranger of blues songs and an incredible vocalist and guitar player. Before that, from the early 50s, from the first sides that he ever cut, Solo, which is on the J.O.B. label, from the early 1950s, Johnny Shines with Fishtail, sort of a rendition of Terraplane Blues by Robert Johnson. And then before that was Ramblin', which is from the same session. Ramblin', also a rendition of the Walkin' Blues by Robert Johnson. Seems to be a standard, so standardized by the playing of Son House, which was the mentor to Robert Johnson and many others. And so the last section of the show today, I'm just gonna play you a few later recordings of some people that were influenced by Robert Johnson. First up, we have a track by a completely unknown artist named Abe McNeil, and this was recorded in the field in 1967 by George Mitchell, and this is Abe McNeil's version of Steady Rollin' Man right here on BTA Sounds Radio.
I'm a steady rolling man, baby, I roll both night and day. I'm a steady rolling man, baby, I roll both night and day. But I don't have no sweet woman. Baby, rolling this way. And the man that rolled, baby, when I she would hang on a tree. She would hang on a tree. And now every hour and two you put mama, you were down on my poor bended knee. I've been a hard working man, I've been for many long years I know. Yeah, I'm waiting, man. I've been a been long, yes, I know. And so I'm clean puffing you, my money. Ooh, baby, there will never be no more. Rock, rock, rock.
Fooling around now, friend boy. Gonna get your business all tricked. Oh, baby, don't you want to go? From the land of California to my sweet home, Chicago. Well, all right, let me see if I want. Told me late last night, darling, that you didn't mean me no good no how.
You are tuned to BTA Sounds Radio. I am your host, Jeff Scone to the Bone. This is episode 56, our tribute to Robert Johnson and the influence of Robert Johnson. We're playing all artists that he directly influenced. Everybody that we've played on this show has been from Mississippi. Most of them emigrated to Chicago at some point to escape the southern cotton economy. And the times were changing, and the music scene evolved out of that, which became the Chicago electric blues scene, directly influenced by the sound of Robert Johnson. And so everybody I played on this episode had known him in person at some point. And what you were just listening to was Houston Stackhouse. Rather a younger statesman of the blues who was directly influenced by people like Charlie Patton and Tommy Johnson, as well as the late Robert Johnson. And that was a recording from the early 1970s of Houston Stackhouse doing the Robert Johnson standard, Sweet Home Chicago. And before that, you heard a man named Abe McNeil, who there are only two known songs recorded by George Mitchell in the late 60s down in Mississippi for his extensive collection of field recordings that were reissued on Fat Possum Records, available on vinyl and CD, I believe. That is one of my favorite compilations of field recordings, So much good stuff on there. Highly recommend that. And so as a final track, we're going to play right here one of the youngest musical descendants of Robert Johnson. Now, this man, Lonnie Pitchford, died tragically young, I think at age 40 in the early 90s, I believe. And he was from Lexington, Mississippi. And he did not learn directly from Robert Johnson, but he learned directly from his stepson, Robert Jr. Lockwood. So to close this out, we're going to play the final credits scene from the documentary Deep Blues by Robert Palmer. So if you enjoyed this episode, please continue to listen to BTA Sounds Radio. Any questions, complaints, or requests can be sent to btasoundsradio@gmail.com. Keep listening at soundcloud.com/btasoundsradio or btasoundsradio.podomatic.com. Also available on iTunes and Google Podcasts for free. So yeah, let's go out right now with Lonnie Pitchford doing his rendition of If I Had Possession over Judgment Day, because you never know what you're gonna hear, so stay tuned.
If I had possession over Judgment Day, if I had possession over Judgment Day, all these here women that I'm loving don't have no right to pay. Well, I'm up on the mountain before my eyes can see. Well, I went up on the mountain before my eyes could see. Well, I bleed the blue pill, now my lover, bleed the blue done got me. I had to fall my off and walk so long away. I had to pull my arms and walk so long away. Well, I knew in my mind, y'all, trouble gonna come one day.